Haida Gwaii residents did not report feeling a light earthquake off the archipelago's south coast on February 2. The 4.9 magnitude quake struck 50 kilometers south of Rose Harbor at approximately 4:30 p.m. local time. The intensity near the epicenter was higher, but since this occurred offshore, the intensity on land was quite low. Generally, earthquakes of these intensities are rarely felt, said Camille Brelan, seismologist at Natural Resources Canada. There was no tsunami or earthquake early warning, EEW, issued. An EEW notification is sent in areas with moderate to high earthquake hazards and ones with concentrations of population and infrastructure. On the morning of February 3, analysts at Natural Resources Canada reviewed the event and found that the magnitude had decreased to 4.3. While not felt, last night's earthquake is a reminder that offshore Haida Gwaii has the potential to host significant earthquakes, said Brelan. In the event of an earthquake on or near Haida Gwaii, in which one feels shaking or receives an EEW alert, people should immediately drop cover and hold on to protect themselves from objects that may move during an earthquake. If shaking lasts longer than 60 seconds and one is in a tsunami hazard zone, people must evacuate to high ground. Brelan reminds residents to have an emergency kit and plan ready to sustain their family for at least 72 hours. Emergency planning guides can be found on Preparedness BC. If someone feels an earthquake, they should report it on Earthquakes Canada's website. The duration of shaking experienced during an earthquake depends on several factors, including the earthquake's magnitude, a person's location relative to the epicenter, the type of ground they are on, and the type of building they occupy. This shaking can range from a slight rumble to several minutes in length. The 2012 M7.8 earthquake offshore Haida Gwaii had perceived shaking lasting up to 2 minutes, with strong shaking lasting 30 seconds, said Brelan.